2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. Welcome into the Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio. Dave Meekham sitting in for Maria Chaleos, and alongside, of course, Tom Bettis, as always, to answer your questions that you have about your garden and lawn. And we're happy to do this every Saturday morning, Tom. It's the best way to start your day.
It is. You know, not only are we one of the few or the only live program on Saturday morning, so unless you want to listen to financial stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-recorded, we're it, but
tomatoes always much more fun to talk.
Yes,
about.
Hopefully we have a much funner show than whatever else is out there.
And right now we're going to help Barbara, who's calling in from Mill Creek. Good morning, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good, thanks.
How can we help you out?
I have what I've called before. A real problem with bindweed, and over the last 3 years of gotten rid of most of it out of the garden area and have been
plus. You're cutting out on us. You cut out for just a second there. You said you'd gotten rid of most of it in your garden and then recently.
And in the lawn, we've been using the Q4 Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked in the fall and the spring, but now it's, and the lawn is pretty much gone except for bindweed. And now we're noticing that the white tops are taking over. The bindweed seems to be reacting to the Q4 Plus, but I think the white tops that are also have taken over the lawn are just laughing at us.
You know, I've used Q4 Plus on the white top, and it will at least temporarily knock it back, at least in my experience, and I don't know why it wouldn't, but in your lawn, you're a little bit stuck. The only thing I would know to do is to maybe mix some triclopyr, which is like Turflon ester.
Okay.
Turflon and ester, I believe, or ester. So Turflon ester, and maybe put that into the mix with the Q4 Plus. I don't think that there's already triclopyr in Q4. But maybe dosing it with some triclopyr and the quinclorac, that might do a little better job.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like that we've getting a hold of the bindweed in the lawn, and the white tops are just going crazy. And there's basically no lawn, really. I mean, there is little Dalmatian patches of grass, but the bindweed had so overtaken it, it pretty much...
Yeah.
Squashed.
I mean, if you're not
long,
worried about it at this point and you're just going to start over.
No.
Just go ahead and instead of using triclopyr, that Turflon ester, just dose it up with Roundup and mix a Q4 Plus and Roundup.
Scorched earth goes Tawn.
We're thinking of putting in a pool.
That's even better.
That will definitely stop the bindweed.
I'm just looking at a Q4 Plus label, and there is no triclopyr in there. But if you want to go scorched earth, just mix Q4 Plus with glyphosate at the recommended rates on both of them. And it will, I mean, you're going nuclear.
Right. And if you go nuclear, we have like roses along the outside in the garden area and older fruit trees. Are their roots have gone under the lawn? Would that then kill all that stuff too?
That I don't think you'd see as much, but Q4 Plus has a product called dicamba in there that, especially if the roots are shallow or exposed, you don't want to spray Q4 Plus on or near trees.
Okay.
Could you also look for a quinclorac product that does not have that?
You could. There's Ortho's weed be or Ortho's. It's not even Ortho's, but Scott's Roundup for Lawns. And you need to get the Roundup for Lawns. has quinchlorac without dicamba in, I believe. And you could mix that with regular Roundup, and that would be very effective too.
Okay. I'm ready to go. All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Good luck with that, Barbara. Hopefully that that helps you out. And if you're going to go scorched earth, you know, go.
Yeah. Well, that Roundup for Lawns, I hate the name, but I believe it's
confusing, right?
Sulfentrazone and quinchlorac only, and it's a pretty good product.
All right. Let's take on another grass weed problem. Ann's calling in from North Orem. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, I have islands of quack grass, and I can't get rid of it. It's just too invasive. And I was reading about replacing lawns with red thyme or white clover, and wondering, they seem to be more drought tolerant. What are your thoughts on that?
So are you positive you have quack grass?
Well, I called into the Extension Service and a couple places. And it doesn't seem to be crabgrass. It's not so horizontal, and I don't see the seed heads like the quack or the crabgrass.
So are you seeing circles of grass, or is it spreading everywhere?
It's spreading everywhere.
It may be quack grass then. If you tried to plant red thyme, like say you went in and tilled it up, the quack grass would just jump right up through it.
Okay.
So you're going to need to kill it out before you do anything.
But if I kill it out, it's going to kill my whole lawn, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about those wicking wands a few times. And the wicking wand is something you let the quack grass grow up, and then you just kind of swipe it across the tips and see if that will do it. I'm actually going to be trying it in my yard. I found a patch of quack grass that's 10 or 15 feet wide that really wasn't there before. It spreads quickly. And so I'm going to give that a shot. But anything that kills the quack grass also kills Kentucky bluegrass.
Yeah. So what chemical will you use?
Roundup or Kills All.
Okay. And that's what I've been trying to use, but of course it's killing the whole.
Yes, and the quack grass you'll have to spray three or four times over a period of a few months before you totally get rid of it, because it has nodules on its roots that don't absorb the herbicide, and they keep coming back from those nodules.
Uh-huh. Would it be better to wipe out the lawn and instead of red thyme or clover, would it be better to put in just a kind of a mulch or a...
It'll grow up through it. I mean, the only thing that it's probably not going to grow up through is going to be cement.
Okay. All right. We'll keep at it. Thank you. Appreciate your show.
Good luck, Ann. And Ton, quack grass is just...
It's horrendous. It's worse than
buying weeds. Yeah, it's in your lawn. There's really nothing you can do other than try and get ahead of it and kill out that section of the lawn before it spreads too far.
And
right?
It goes fast. I am amazed. I've had some family members who have it, and just within 2 or 3 years, it was in half of the lawn, and it spreads everywhere, and you see it every inch or two, and then it forms a turf.
And as unappealing as it is, I mean, it's better to take out a few square feet now than wait and take out 40 square feet.
It is
later.
Because, you know, a lot of times you don't know, but if you can take out a few square feet, make sure it's dead, and then just plug in $10 worth of sod, that you're done.
Right.
But once it's spread, you know, in huge areas, what are you going to do?
And let's say it's moving in from one edge of your yard. How much further ahead of it do you need to kill out the grass to stop the spread? Because if you just go right out to the edge where the quack grass is, it's almost certainly going to pop up in the good grass even beyond, right?
It may, because the roots are under there and the rhizomes are, but to try to kill it out, you can't get it, like a Roundup spray, into the soil. So you just have to monitor. I would kill a couple of feet beyond, because it's probably beginning to sprout. But if the rhizomes have gone farther, you are going to just have to keep an eye out.
Yeah, so maybe go a foot or two out from where it is now and just keep an eye on it and just jump on it if you see it. Yeah. Quack grass, not a good thing.
No.
Okay.
So here's a text really quick. Is the Eastern Redbud good for Davis County? It's only good for Weber and Salt Lake. You can't plant it. No, it's fine. They take a little bit more to get established, but it's absolutely fine.
Okay. Let's jump out and take a break now and come back for our final segment on the other side with more of your comments and questions on the KSL Greenhouse Show.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back. It's the Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio. Thanks for being with us. Final segment, Ton. It always flies
yeah,
by.
Yeah, it does fly again. By. Yeah, and we've got
a bunch of text messages stacked up there, right?
We're out in about 5 minutes, so
let's take some of
text.
Those on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is there or where do I text for USU Plant and Gardening Radio Show? Not sure on that one.
Plant and Gardening Radio Show?
No, USU does weekly Facebook Lives on Fridays.
Those, yeah.
And then I have a podcast. I haven't been uploading as much lately. It's called Homegrown Horticulture. But USU, besides the Greenhouse Show, USU that I know of doesn't have any representation on radio for Yard and Garden.
If you need a radio, a garden show, this is it.
Well, this is podcasted.
This is it.
It is.
There you go.
All right. I planted a baby blue-eyed spruce close to a vinyl fence. Any suggestions on pruning? You can prune from the bottom a little bit if you need to limit up, but you don't take more than 20% of the canopy out. And when you have candles on there, the new growth, when they're soft but fully extended, you can cut about a third of them. But I wish you would have moved it away from the fence a little bit. I know they're small and delicate, but they do get 15 to 20 feet over time. So what is humic acid and what does it do? Humic acid is a product of the breakdown of organic matter. And so humic and fulvic acids, they get into the soil, and in the right situation, they can help the soil retain more nutrients. It may help open up the soil to its drainage a little bit, but they're a byproduct of breakdown of organic matter. And they're not miracle products, but in situations they can be something you can use in addition to other tools to help manage your yard and garden. So can ferrous sulfate crystals help improve acid content of soils? No. Does it help as a lawn fertilizer? No. So the ferrous sulfate or iron sulfate is something that's quickly bound up as it, let's say it's water soluble, but as soon as it's water soluble, the alkalinity in the soil binds it back up again. And so if you put that down, you need to put it down with elemental sulfur, but USU has veered, especially for trees and shrubs, toward EDDHA iron, like Miller Ferrer Plus, because it is just more available for a lot longer period of time. And so you need to spend the $20 or $25 a pound on the Miller Ferrer Plus because it usually is a lot better product.
But you'll get more value out of your money.
You will, because if you don't do the ferrous sulfate correctly, it's not going to do you much good. And so if you use that stuff, and there's several products out there that have it in there, what you need to do is you almost band it around the tree. So you dig a trench, put it into the trench, you know, 3 or 4 inches deep, and then put elemental sulfur on top of it and then cover it under. You might go back and forth and things, but the elemental sulfur, as it breaks down, forms sulfuric acid, which keeps that iron in solution a lot longer. But I just like the Miller Ferrer Plus or similar products.
Yeah, it's an expensive product, but it's always, almost always, the alternatives, it's going to be the best one.
Yeah, if you get it down in early spring and it doesn't do anything, you've either applied it incorrectly or your tree has different deficiencies that look like iron, but they are not.
Yeah. And some trees you just can't help. Mine ultimately got the pruning cut at the base because for years of iron applications and everything else, in so many different ways, it just still struggled.
You can buy a new tree if you're spending $30 a year on iron. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Do you want to take this one before we go? Is it too early to plant tomatoes?
No, it is not too early to plant tomatoes. And you're even at the point now where you don't need a wall of water anymore. You can get those tomatoes in the ground and they're going to do just fine.
Yep. Get them planted. If you live in Cache Valley, Heber, those areas, maybe wait a week or two still, but you're great.
There you go. Ton, it's been fun. Thanks for being here
fun.
With me today.
Thank you.
It's fun to sit in for Maria, but she will be back next week. And we appreciate you being here on the KSL Greenhouse Show. We'll see you next time. Back.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.